Hello there, I'm Tim and he's John, and this is How to Murder Time, a podcast about games and stuff.
Hello everybody.
Hello.
Lab session.
We're going to do something a bit different this week, yes. We've decided that, well, mostly since he's not played many games this week and I've played exactly the same games as last week, we probably ought to do something a bit different. Mix things up a bit. So we've basically... There is a new board game.
Yay!
Hurrah! You've got yourself a new board game. What have we got here?
We have Pandemic.
We have Pandemic. Okay. Got the older rules here. Apparently it's a game about diseases.
It is indeed.
Yes. It's a cooperative game, which is an odd thing. I don't think I've ever played any of these. I know you had that Gears of War thing, one board game week.
But you never played that.
I sat that one out because I didn't believe in the idea of working with others. But Pandemic is a game for 2 to 4 players who are all on the same team, which is unusual.
Normally.
No, there's not even any hidden backstabbery going on here. This is genuinely 4 players working together to try and save the world from 4 diseases. Well, 2 to 4 players, rather. We've only got the 2 here. There's the yellow disease, the black disease, the blue disease, and the red disease. Imaginative names. They haven't bothered coming out with actual disease names or anything. But
which one do you reckon's the T-virus?
I don't know. I think I'm hoping the red one's Ebola, but you never know. So, what have we got here? We've got the desk cleared a bit and we've got the board set up.
Yes, we have a board with a very Risk-like map.
It looks like Risk, yeah.
Of the world, with major cities highlighted and lines between them and different colours.
Yep.
And each region has a different disease. For instance, North America and Europe are blue and South America and Africa are yellow. And basically what you have to do is clear off the board, figure out a cure for the diseases, and do it before the diseases win.
And as players, we'll take one roll of... There's a deck of roll cards.
Yeah.
These are all various jobs to do with disease dealing with and so on. Scientists, medics, dispatchers, contingency planner, my favourite class in any MMO. So first things first, let's draw one of those.
I will be operations expert.
Operations expert. Okay, there's your little counter there that goes with that one. And I'll give quarantine specialist a go. Okay, so there's my counter as well. Confusingly, these are both green. So
yes. Now, these go on to Atlanta, because that's where the CDC is.
Yep. I think you put little house on Atlanta as well. Houses represent research centres for disease curing and so on. It's all very weird and abstract, actually, this... It's just not something you'd think of making a board game about. But we've had a few goes already, and it seems to work fairly well.
This could be the world's shortest episode or the world's longest episode.
We have no idea how long this will be. So,
first game, we were wiped out during turn 2.
Yes. So the victim of some very poor shuffling there. But the second game worked very well. We won just about. So we're going to have another crack at it right now. And since normally when we do this sort of thing, we do turn summaries. But since the turns themselves are quite quick and the game itself is of about 45 minutes in length anyway, we thought we'd do the whole thing. So
we'll explain what's going on as we...
Bear with us as we go. So at the bottom of the board, we've got 4 disease markers. There's little cure counters that you move over the disease when they're cured. The objective of the game is for the players, however many of us are playing it, to cure and not eradicate. Eradicate is a different thing. Cure all 4 of the different coloured diseases. If we can do that before several things run out, then we win. We lose the game by running out of the disease itself is represented by a series of coloured cubes. We've got little stacks of cubes there. There's probably going to be some photos in the show notes, I think.
There will be.
Yes. Or at least links to... you can hear this at home, listener. He's shaking some cubes.
They're really nifty, clear plastic.
Nice little sort of translucent plastic Perspex-y jobs there. And there are 4 stacks of those representing various amounts of disease in the world. If any one of those 4 stacks runs out of supply, in other words, if all those cubes are placed on the board, then we lose because the disease has spread too far. Also, we have a deck of player cards, which we'll explain as we go through. Each turn we'll draw some of those and they go into our hand, and then when you play them or use them, they go into the discard pile. That discard pile does not reshuffle back into the player deck, so if that player deck runs out, we also lose. Also, over on the side, another way to lose,
There's a lot of bodies to lose.
It's the outbreaks counter. Now, that starts at zero. There's a little counter on it. It goes up to seven, and then the next one is a skull and crossbones. And guess what happens if we hit that?
It goes...
We lose. Bad. That's right, yes. So outbreaks and epidemics and infections are all different things that happen throughout the game, and we'll cover those as we go. So we've drawn roll cards and have picked up the appropriate counters. So we each got one of these roll cards. They're all different, and there are eight of them available. Obviously, you only have two to four players, so that mixes things up a bit as you're playing through. I got the quarantine specialist, who prevents disease cube placements and outbreaks in the city you are in and all cities connected to it. That's just a sort of passive ability there. What's your one?
I got the operations expert, which is as an action, build a research station in the city you're in with no discard needed. And once per turn as an action, I can move from a research station to any city by discarding a city card.
So already you've got sort of some degree of variation in the little classes that are available, to use MMO speak. And I suppose the idea is to work out how that best applies to the game being played and how to use your own abilities to help the team.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, to start off, we need to seed the world with diseases.
Diseases! Oh, fantastic. This is my favourite bit. Right, here we go. We've got an infection deck here, which is basically just a deck of cards containing all the cities of the world. And so, here we go. So, the first, we need to draw three and put three cubes of the appropriate colour on. So, the first one, that's lucky city, St. Petersburg in Russia. Three blue cubes on there.
Where's Saint?
This is there, look, in Russia.
Oh, it's in Britain.
Yeah.
Yes, but it's blue, not black, like I was expecting.
Oh, so part of Europe. Interesting. Bangkok is a disease-ridden place.
Apparently.
And New York.
Oh, that definitely is.
That's unlucky. Unlucky for any New Yorkers listening.
Okay.
Right.
So the next three.
Three have two cubes on. It's Buenos Aires, Argentina, yellow. Milan in Italy, two blue ones. And two in Seoul, South Korea anyway. Okay, and then three more with one cube on. So this is setting up how messed up the world is and why we need to be here and sorting things out.
Johannesburg.
One in Johannesburg. Kinshasa. Oh, they're all coming up yellow again. Hopefully, Osaka and Japan. Hopefully, this shuffling's actually worked this time, because that really brutalised us in the first game when all the diseases came up in the same part of the world next to each other.
Okay, so we're good to go. So now we should draw our initial hands.
Draw initial hands. So for let me check that. That's two players, four cards in each. So 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
And I have three yellow cards and a blue card.
Oh, we were supposed to... Hang on, I've drawn an epidemic card. We're not supposed to have those... You're supposed to put the epidemic cards into the deck before your initial... After your initial hand's drawn, so we'll shuffle that back in and explain how harsh those
don't
are later.
Don't touch those, because don't forget they're spaced.
Oh. Hang on then.
That's fine.
Right.
Yes, so there's four epidemic cards in there, which cause bad things to happen.
But mostly they're either events or cities, and you sort of work with the city cards to build up a set of five of the same card, same colour, and then you have to take those five cards of the same colour to your nearest research centre, where you can then develop a cure for that colour's disease. And if you do that four times, then you've won. But all the time, diseases are being piled onto the map as well, and it's all gets more and more hectic as the game goes on. So, okay, I've got initial hands there.
Okay, so shall I
go? You want to go first?
Yeah. Right, what I'm going to do to go first...
So, basic turn sequence, then.
You get to do up to four actions. Action can be move, build a research station, treat a disease, share knowledge, discover a cure, drive, direct flight, charter flight, move around, basically. Now, what I'm going to do... is I'm going to use two to move from Atlanta. Then I'm going to go to Washington and then New York.
Mm-hmm.
And then using two more, I'm going to cure two things off New York. So New York is now down to one.
Okay, so sort of keeping on top of the disease there.
Yeah.
Right.
And then I get to draw two more cards, which I get Bangkok and São Paulo.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm up to... São Paulo puts me up to four.
Got a lot of yellows there. Yeah.
Which will be good. I might be on the cusp of curing the yellow menace. Actually, you can't say that, can you?
The yellow disease.
The yellow disease. And then I need to draw two new infections, because there's constant outbreaks as you're going along.
All right, here we go. This is where it all goes horrid. Ron in Riyadh.
Riyadh. Where's Riyadh gone? Where it belongs. Hmm. Who knew? And also one in Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Well, it's what happens if you have the CDC there.
Yeah, I love how Atlanta is the starting space. It's clearly designed by Americans, this game.
Okay, and that's my turn.
Right.
It's that simple.
Right. So, now then, I need to... Now, the thing that's important here is to be working together as a team to try and work towards the actual goal, which is curing the diseases. Now, you've got four yellow cards there.
Yeah.
You only need one more yellow card, and then you are ready to start a cure for the disease. Now, if I can give you one of my yellow cards somehow...
To do that, we have to be in the same...
Have to be in the city that the card represents.
That's Lima or Johannesburg.
So both...
Now, Johannesburg is possibly the most inconvenient yellow one to get to at
it's
the moment.
It's quite a long way away.
But Lima is just down the thing a bit.
Yeah, but now your special power is building new research centres. And once two research... You can travel between two research centres at the cost of only one move point. So possibly moving down there and building one might be an idea. I don't know. Let's see.
So what are you going to do?
Oh, wow. We need to... Let's see. See, I don't know. I'm torn between sort of tidying up diseases that are on the map or working towards the cure. I suppose you have to keep on track on top of both, really.
Well, what I would say is us both being in the same area at the moment is possibly not as useful as it could be.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if I head over to towards...
If you head
the red
off over
area,
to...
So one... Oh, I might as well clear that one off on me. One,
yeah,
two, three, four.
So
cleared a cube off of
it. So you've gone to Chicago, to San Francisco, and then to Tokyo.
To Tokyo. Right, now I draw two more city cards. Oh, it's epidemic. Right, so there are four of those shuffled into the... That's interesting, the epidemic cards. There are six of them in total, but the instructions say that you can use four, five, or six of them, depending on how difficult the game you want. So we're using four because we're noobs and this is an introductory game. So if the epidemic card comes up in the player thing, you have to work through the steps on the order. So the first one is increase. Move the infection rate marker forward one space. So that moves from two to two. It's got 2, 2, 2, 3, 3, 4, 4. Basically, that's how many infection cards get drawn each turn as you're sort of in the tidy-up phase. So infect, draw the bottom card from the infection deck. All right, what have we got in there?
We have Montreal.
Montreal, okay, and put three cubes of that city. So three blue cubes on Montreal. That's pretty harsh.
That could have been worse.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then shuffle the cards in the infection discard pile and put them back on the top of the infection deck.
So all of the cards we've had so far, which have infected a city, now go back on top of the deck so they're more likely to come up again.
So what the epidemic card does is, because of the way it makes you shuffle them in and put it all back on the top, it basically ensures that you're going to end up with the same cities hit again very soon, which is quite clever, but also a bastard.
Yeah.
Okay, so there we go. Right, so we were lucky in that no outbreak happened there. An outbreak happens if you're required to put an extra cube on top of a city that's already got three. And what happens then is you don't put the cube on the city. Instead, you put one cube on all neighbouring cities and you move the outbreak marker along one spot along its track.
You can only have eight outbreaks until you're dead.
Yeah, until the world is destroyed by virulence.
Okay, so you now draw...
Okay, so that was that. Now I have to do the normal infection. Oh,
you got one more.
Second player card. Okay, I got Kinshasa.
Ah,
another yellow one. So, looking good there. So is that nearer for us to be able to liaise and build a cure or something?
It's still in an awkward place.
I'm thinking Lima's probably the best bet, but now I'm all the way over here. Might have to try and build it yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, so now I do the infection thing. So the infection thingy has moved along its infection rate track. It's still on two, so I still draw two cards, but later on that's going to get hectic. St. Petersburg. Another cube on there.
Oh, outbreak.
Oh, God, an outbreak. Right, okay. So instead you put one on all connecting cities, which is Essen, Istanbul,
and
Moscow. And then we add another one on the outbreak track. So we're up to one out of eight now. Right, and here comes the next card. It's Bangkok. Another outbreak. Oh, God damn it.
So that gets one in...
Oh, my God. Kolkata? I've never even heard of
Hong Kong.
Ho Chi Minh City. Jakarta gets one. Chennai gets one in Sri Lanka. Or India? No, there is India, isn't it?
And we go on to two.
Nine.
Oh, and so I already...
Well, we're two, three turns in and already it's looking pretty dire.
Yeah, it's looking a bit grim.
Right, okay. So that's thankfully my turn.
Joy! Right, I am going to move from New York to Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
Take...
What's your thinking? Ah.
I want to stop Montreal exploding again, so I'm okay. going to take off all the ones off Montreal.
You're such a benefactor.
I'll do anything to save Canadians. And I'll draw a card. I've got a government grant event.
Okay.
Add one research station to any city. Discard as needed.
So these events are mixed in with the player city deck thing. And
I've
also got
Paris.
You can do the events whenever you like as well. They don't count as actions, so that's quite good.
Now,
so you've got eight cards.
I need to discard one.
You're
going
to have to
get
something.
I'm going to discard...
Now, something to bear in mind, when you're discarding city cards, they never come back again once they're on the discard pile. The discard pile doesn't shuffle in.
I'm going to discard Paris, because I don't think it's possible
think
to
need...
save Paris.
We're not going to need Paris again. Okay.
Oh, actually, so you no. Could instead of discarding, I'm going to choose that.
So use your event instead, which counts as discarding. So that lets you build another little research centre house. We've got, what's that, seven of them in total?
Which one of those yellows shall I build one on? I think I'm going to build one on.
That would be a useful place for us to be able to ferry to and from, yeah.
Yes, okay. So I'm going to play that event and
so
build a research place on Kintasha.
Excellent, okay. So normally you can only build a research station on a city that you are in that you also have a city card in your hand for.
Am I allowed to play that event, having just drawn it? Or does it have to be on a...
No, I think you can do that. Play it any time, it says, not an action.
Oh, yeah.
I guess.
Right. Okay. Yes, so that's me done with those, and so I have to draw two of these and infect more places.
Here we go.
Atlanta again, because... Well, Atlanta does have a very reputation.
Well, because we've had a couple... had an epidemic thing. All these cards have been shuffled out of the discard pile onto the top.
And
so
another in Johannesburg.
So we're seeing the same cities being hit again, yeah. So it's a bugger, that.
So, you're going.
Okay. Let's see where I'm at. Tokyo. So my special ability stops outbreaks and diseases spreading. I should probably head to Bangkok and try and...
Yeah, take one off Bangkok.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3. And take a cube off of there.
So Bangkok's now down to two.
And also, by being there, none of these cities can gain new cubes.
That's handy.
The one I'm on, or the ones adjacent to it. So that's a holding action at best, though, really.
Yes.
So. hope you're getting on with curing something. Okay, so take two of those. Sydney and Algiers. Okay, and I've got seven cards, that's fine.
Okay,
and then infection time.
We like infection time.
My favourite bit. Montreal again. Damn it. And Kinshasa.
Okay.
That's quite clever about the putting them on the top and the reshuffle
it
thing. It means that epidemics are pretty hard. Okay, then. So that's me done.
So I am going to...
So you're holding out for another yellow, really, are you?
What I'm going to do is go 1, 2... you can move between those as a move, can't you?
Yeah, you can move between... One action to move between any two of the research centres.
And so I've moved from Atlanta to Kinshasa, and I'm going to cure one of those for my last action.
Right. So if I can get there, I could give you my Kinshasa card.
Or if I draw a yellow one...
Or if you get another yellow.
Just done.
Hey!
So, I've now got too many...
Right, you got way too many cards. So you got nine, you need to get rid of two.
Unfortunately... I'm going to drop the red, and unfortunately I have to drop one of the blues, which I'll make be Chicago. So I'm going to discard Bangkok and Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But that's good, because that's now left you in a position at the beginning
next
of the next
turn,
you're at a research centre, and you've got five matching cards for yellow, which means you can cure the yellow disease at the start of next turn.
Yes, let's see where's infected this turn. New York gets another, it's now up to two, and Osaka... It's now up to
Osaka. I can't protect that one. It's not adjacent yet.
Ooh.
Okay.
It's looking a bit bad for the reds. Well, you might want to try and cure the red.
I've only got one red card.
Well, try harder.
Oh, hang on. Right, okay, so...
Your go.
My go. Right then, so movement-wise, I don't really want to move, do I? I need to sort of hold those down. But I can spend two turns getting rid of two cubes, anyway, off of Bangkok. So that's good. Bangkok is now a clean and healthy city, thanks to me. There we go. Okay, that leaves me with two actions left, although I don't have to use them. You can forfeit actions, yes, if you're quite happy staying where you are with nothing else to do. I can't really share any knowledge because there's no one else with me. I could build a research... No, I don't have the Bangkok card. I'd need that to build a research centre there. Okay. I'm getting confused because in the last game I had the operations expert who can build them anywhere.
Yeah. So,
right. So that's me done then, I guess. So I'll take two more cards. We've got Tokyo and St. Petersburg. Now, I'm thinking it's probably a good thing to be throwing yellow cards away now.
You can throw away yellow cards.
Because you're going to cure it next turn, then we won't need any more yellow cards.
Yes. In fact, I'm looking at eradicating yellow very soon.
Are you going to eradicate it?
Yeah, okay. I've never done that before.
All right, so I'm going to throw away Lima and Johannesburg then. Get me back down to 7.
Yep, and you've now got 2 reds.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'll start building on red if I'm going to stay around that area.
Yeah, okay.
Suppressing it anyway.
So,
2 more infection cards. Here we go. It's Buenos Aires. Ooh, that's close. They're up to 3.
And they got hit by a massive meteor.
Riyadh. And the black one on there.
Riyadh is up to 2. Okay. So Buenos Aires is, yes.
So that's me done.
Okay, my go.
So you go on, then do your thing.
I'm going to go to Johannesburg.
No.
I'm going to cure it first.
Cure the damn thing.
One
what
action,
are you doing, man?
Discard 5 cards of the same colour. I've now cured yellow.
Walking away from the research centre.
I'm going to go down to Johannesburg, and now using one action.
So, yes, you've cured it. We moved the little marker from the not cured to the cured thing on the bottom there. Now, whenever we do treating diseases in a city, we are allowed to remove all the cubes, not just one,
yep,
at the cost of one action. So that's good.
So I'm going to move back to Kinshasa and do that.
Okay.
So Buenos Aires is the only place which is actually infected with yellow in it at the moment.
Right. Now, yeah. Now, if you can get there and clear those cubes off, you can eradicate the disease. Basically, once the disease is cured, if you then can get it to the point where there are no cubes on the board, the disease is eradicated, and that means from then on, no new cubes can be placed of that colour, which is not necessary to win, but can be probably quite handy.
It's very handy.
Takes the pressure off a bit.
Okay, now I'm going to draw 2 new cards.
Right-o.
I've got Osaka and Jakarta.
Okay, so you've got quite a bit of red as well. You might want to come over here once you've eradicated that, if that's what you're going to go and do.
Right, then we get to 2 more infections. We have Milan,
mm-hmm,
which is now up to 3.
Oh, God.
Somebody needs to go to Europe. And we have Seoul.
Seoul. Ah. No, yep.
Which is now up to 3.
Yeah, I'm not near enough to prevent that. Okay.
Okay, and that's my turn done.
All right then, let's see. So I'm not really there with a cure for anything in particular, but...
I would if I was you... Don't know.
Yeah, I probably want to be working on a cure for red, I think. I've got 2 red cards already. But I will need a research centre, and to do that I'll need to discard a red card, unless you come over and build one.
Yeah.
But you need to sort out one of those.
Does that have to be a red card?
Well, it's to build a research station, you discard the city card that matches the city you are in, and you place a research station there. So it's likely to be, well, I could move over to Delhi and build a black one instead. But
I'll do that, actually. If you move to Delhi...
Or Mumbai, I've got the card for that. That makes sense.
Mumbai's 2 away. Yes. If you move to one where you can actually...
One... move to Chennai. 2, remove the cube. 3, move to Mumbai. 4, spend my Mumbai card and put a research centre on it.
Okay. Huzzah!
There we go. Blimey.
Okay, next.
Okay, next, draw 2 more cards. Let's hope they're red. Nope, Chennai. And... epidemic!
Oh, it's always an epidemic.
I think I've doomed us all. I've got to discard some... Oh, hang on, I've got to discard some cards as well. Oh, I'll get rid of... Kinshasa and Algiers.
Why do you need to discard that many?
Oh.
And don't discard till you've done this first.
Oh, hang on. Basic counting failure there. Yes. Sorry, everyone.
Yeah, anyway, we got to the epidemic.
Okay, that doesn't count as one because you discard it anyway, the epidemic. Right, increase. Move the infection marker along. Okay.
So on the last 2.
We're still on 2 infections a turn. That's all right. In fact, draw the bottom card. Here we go. It's Delhi.
Oh, Delhi.
Ah, hang on. No, I think my special ability. Yes. Prevent disease cube placements and outbreaks in the city you are in and all cities connected to it. Delhi's 1 away.
Nice save.
Score.
Yes.
I done a helpful thing.
India will be forever grateful.
Ah, I'm a hero. That's great.
Did you draw 2 cards there? Yes, you did.
This was my second. Yep. Hang on. The intensify still happens, though, I think.
Yeah, the intensify still happens.
So, discard the card. Then we reshuffle all of the... of all of the ones we've already had, and they go back on top of the infection deck, which means that the stuff that has been hit already is going to be hit again. Which makes it a bad day for people living in St. Petersburg.
Now you draw two cards.
Oh, now two infection cards. Here we go. St. Petersburg. Oh, God damn it, and that's an outbreak.
So, St. Petersburg gets one to Essen.
Wow. Why did I have to say St. Petersburg?
Moscow, and one to Istanbul.
And that goes up as well.
Yep. Now that's put.
So we're on three out of eight outbreaks.
Yeah. And luckily it doesn't actually touch Malang, because that would have caused another outbreak.
Yeah, there's a chain outbreak rule as well. If the city you're in has got three cubes and you try and put another one on, it makes all surrounding cities have an extra cube. And if that would then cause those cities to go into four, then that city itself causes another outbreak. So it can get really hairy once an area starts to get full up with cubes.
Okay, so that'd be my turn then.
No, I've got my second infection. Hang on. Bangkok, which I just left. I just cleaned that place up. God damn it. See, this is the genius of that shuffling rule with the epidemic. That's very clever.
Okay, now it's my go.
Right, now it's your go.
I'm going to go to Lagos, São Paulo, Buenos Aires, and clear that.
We've eradicated yellow.
Yellow's gone.
Ah, fantastic. You're doing a lot of good work over there. I'm being less helpful, I think.
Well, I thought that last game we left South America to last.
Yeah, so. The yellow was the difficult disease last time. So that means no new yellow cubes can be placed on the map at all. So if an infection card comes up with a yellow thing on it, we just ignore it.
And I draw two new cards.
Okay.
Which is Cairo and Resilient Population. Remove any one card from the... this is the card which enables when we do the... intensify step where you put the cards back, I can remove one from the game permanently so I can stop that city ever coming back.
Yeah, which is useful if the same city keeps being hit over and over.
So, so I need to.
So we had two of those. Let's hope for yellow because we've already cleared that.
Johannesburg.
Okay, we ignore
no
that.
No effect.
No more new disease.
Atlanta.
Atlanta. Yeah, right. That's really useful, the eradicate thing. Although, while not required to win, it does seem to be.
You have to get it quite early. If we could eradicate black, for instance, which we can't...
There's only one city with some black cubes in, yeah. If we could get rid of that quickly, then that would save us a lot of pain later on in the game, I think.
Okay, so that's the end.
Blue is looking like a real problem there, Northern Europe and Russia there. It's just, we've got two cities in which there are three cubes, which means that's quite prone to outbreak.
I think you should probably head towards...
Well, I was trying to build... I was trying to build a cure for red, but I've got two of...
Everything
except yellow, which means I could equally attempt to cure.
I would go to Milan or somewhere and start clearing stuff off just for the sake of it.
Yeah, buy us some time.
Yes.
Okay. Right then, so let's see. One, two, three,
four.
Four.
So you're in Milan, but you can't do anything.
But my presence there prevents new cubes turning up in any of those connected
cities.
That's
handy.
That's pretty damn good, actually, yeah. Go me. Right, okay.
Draw two cards.
My special ability there. Right, so two new cards. I got Tehran and Riyadh. Ah, I've got four black ones. So if I throw away something else, we'll get rid of Kinshasa, because I've got to keep it down to seven.
So you've got to get rid of one more.
What don't we want to cure as a priority? So I can probably go for black as a cure, then, looking at this.
I would drop off...
Get rid of a red or a blue?
Drop a blue,
okay. I'll get rid of San Francisco. Okay, so that's me back down to seven. I've got four black cards, so if I get another black card, then I can hightail it to the nearest little house on the map and cure black, hopefully, which will put us a quarter of the way towards winning.
Yes, so...
Another quarter.
Draw two new what's-its.
Two new infections, here we go. It's Montreal. We just tidy that up. See, that's the thing, isn't it? They keep coming around again on purpose. Milan. But because I'm at Milan, it doesn't get a new
cube. No effect. Hello.
Hooray! Okay, good. Right then. So that's my turn done. Over to you.
So it's
quite quick once it starts clipping along.
I am going to... What am I going to do?
You're in the middle of nowhere at the moment. You probably want to get back to civilization and probably help with blue or something. Your cards mean you can't build anything useful. You can't build a research centre anywhere nearby. You need to probably... I mean, you've done fine work out there in South America there.
Just going to move to New York.
Move to New York. There you go. All right. So that puts you in a decent position to help out with blue stuff next time.
Yeah.
See, I could give you my St. Petersburg card if we both get to St. Petersburg. Is that worth burning up that many action points for us to both get over there?
Not yet.
Okay.
Draw two new cards.
See what else you get.
I have Washington.
Yep.
And...
Oh, God, not another epidemic. All right, here we go. Right.
And the epidemic...
Have we had four epidemics yet? I lost track. Hang on, let me check the discard deck. Because there's only four in the deck. There's one there. I should probably put these in a separate discard pile anyway.
Yeah. I'm reasonably sure I shuffled these properly.
No, that's the third out of four that we're doing now. There's another one in there somewhere.
So it's quite possible it's going to be a long time until we get another one.
Maybe.
And Baghdad.
So three cubes on Baghdad, but fortunately Baghdad had no disease at all to begin with, so that's all that happens.
Unfortunately, it does mean there's another place with black we're going to have to...
Yeah, but it's all quite close together, so eradicating it could be easy if we can get a cure done.
Okay. So, I've got Cairo, which I could give you. So if I move to Cairo next turn...
I can get to Cairo quite quickly, yes. I'm only two away myself.
Yes, okay. So
that's our plan. We've got a plan.
We have a plan. We
like a plan.
Plans are good.
Plans are great. Going to save the Middle East.
Right, so need to do our...
Anti-disease.
Unfortunately, because of that last...
That's moved that infection rate counter up to three, which means we now have to infect three cards a turn.
And now we've got to put these back. Now what...
Intensify, yeah. You can... If that's what your ability does, which shall we remove one of those?
Which one do we hate?
Let's just pick something that's got three cubes on, I think. That's the one we don't want to come up again in a hurry. St. Petersburg, I think. That's given us trouble.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to remove St. Petersburg from the game.
So that's your event card, Resilient Population. Okay, so St. Petersburg won't get infected again unless it's spread by an outbreak, which is good because it's got three cubes on and we don't want it to go mental again.
All right. They go back on the top. So all of those ones we've just had are going to come up again.
Yeah, and we're drawing three of those a turn now as well.
Yeah.
So that's the problem. So you've got to draw your three cards. So we've just done the epidemic. So here comes Montreal again. Poor Montreal.
We're running out of blues.
That's a problem.
Baghdad.
Oh, Baghdad's an outbreak. Oh, God. Right, okay, that outbreak marker goes up one. And every city around Baghdad gets one except Istanbul, because I'm near to that one, I'm stopping it. That's good.
And last but not least, guess what? It's Atlanta.
Atlanta.
It's always Atlanta.
So now it's worth noting at this stage we have five blue cubes left in the supply. If those all end up on the map, we've lost. So we need to be clearing blue as a priority.
We do.
Lots of different things the team needs to be keeping in mind as we're playing together. I mean, you might think that all being on the same side against the board makes life easy, but it doesn't necessarily, not in this game anyway. Right then, so is that me? My go.
Yes, what I would do if I was you
is
I would take two off Istanbul, then move to Cairo.
Yeah, I need to end in Cairo, because then you can come there and give me the card and we can cure the
And you also
disease.
Need to get as many blues off as you can. Yes. And so it means two coming from somewhere.
Well, we definitely want one off of Milan, because it's got three.
Yeah.
So one. Two. No.
I'll take
another one off of Milan. Two.
Because it's going to come up again.
Three. Four. Because I'm not going to take any off Istanbul, because I'm going to finish at Cairo.
Ah,
I'll be
good
adjacent
point.
To one. That stops anything else going on to Istanbul.
So if you draw two new cards.
Right, so I'm at Cairo now. The weather's lovely. Wish you were here.
And you get a black.
Moscow, I get a black card. And event airlift. Move any one pawn to any city. Get permission before moving another player's pawn. I love how they have to specify that. Right, so that means I now have five cards. That means I need to get to a house.
I need to discard two.
I might as well get rid of... Ooh, I don't know. What do we want to get rid of? Red?
I've only got two reds. You've got two reds.
But blue's our main problem, though. Red seems to be...
Yeah, get rid of your red.
Right, get rid of two red ones. So, it's me back down to seven. Now, I got enough black cards to cure the black disease, but I need to get to a research.
So you can get to Mumbai and cure it in the next turn.
Excellent. One, two... Three and cure, yeah.
Okay, so draw three more.
Oh, here we go, yeah. Assuming nothing horrific happens now. First, Johannesburg. It's yellow, we've cured. We've eradicated yellow, so that means nothing happens. That's good.
Be yellow.
Bangkok, another one on there. And Milan. Whoa. Blimey, I've just cleared a clear load off of that.
Yeah.
If I hadn't cleared those off, we'd have probably... Oh, God, it would have gone everywhere. Blimey. Right, okay. So, over to you.
Right, so I'm going to go to...
So you're in New York at the moment, aren't you?
I'm going to go to St. Petersburg.
Okay.
One, two, three, and I take one off St. Petersburg.
Okay.
Just because I can.
Yeah. Keep those cubes
down.
Okay,
I'm going to draw two new cards. Oops. Didn't see that.
So So we got there, red and a blue. So you're looking like you're quite close to curing blue there.
I am. So I'm going to discard Cairo because I no longer need it.
Yeah, because I won't need it either because I got my five.
Yes, and so I've now got Milan, Paris, Washington, Montreal for the blues, Jakarta, Osaka and Shanghai for the reds.
If I can get back to St. Petersburg, I can give you my St. Petersburg card, which will give you five blues.
And I can build a research thing.
You get a special ability which lets you build research centres on your operations expert. There.
Right, okay, blue is about to be cured.
Maybe, maybe.
So
I have to go over here and cure black first, though.
Yeah, that's fine. So,
so much going on.
Drawn that, so it's three new infections.
Oh, crikey, here we go. This is where it all ends in tears. Seoul.
Seoul.
Oh, that's an outbreak. Three on there already. So one there, Tokyo and Shanghai and Beijing. Nasty.
We've only got a couple of those left.
God, yeah.
Buenos Aires.
That's a yellow
effect.
One. We can throw that away. Riyadh.
Riyadh.
Oh, that's another outbreak. Oh, God.
Oh, God, no, we might be about to die.
Oh, God.
No. Ah.
Oh, no, I'm suppressing it.
Oh, that's lucky, because that would have also triggered off Baghdad to do one.
Oh, wow, yeah, which would have put us at 7 out of 8 outbreaks and one step away from losing the game. Blimey, okay. Lucky I'm in the right place there. It's not often the case. I'm usually in the wrong place at the wrong time. Okay, so, if you're quite finished destroying the world...
Yep, you're good.
Right, thank you. I'm going to get on and cure this damn disease. Right, so we're going 1 to Baghdad, 2 to Karachi... 3 to Mumbai, and for my fourth action, to throw away 5 black cards and cure black.
Yay, you're halfway there.
Halfway to winning, okay. That's good.
Actually, we're more than halfway to winning.
Well, maybe. We've seen now how badly it can go at the turn of one card. I've still got Infectus all yet. Hang on, right, so 2 new cards, which is... and Istanbul. Would you like me to use my airlift to get you somewhere useful? I can move one. I can play at any time, so you can use it as an interrupt, essentially. And I can move one pawn to any city, including my own or you or whatever.
The most useful place for me to be in is St. Petersburg or Essen.
No, the most useful place for me to be is if I move myself to St. Petersburg.
Yep.
Then next turn, you can take my St. Petersburg.
Oh, we're going to cure blue this turn.
Might be able to cure blue. Yeah. Okay. So the vent airlift goes in the discard pile.
Okay.
Now I've still got to do the infections, so this is where it all goes wrong. It's Delhi. Which is currently unscathed. That's good. Okay, and the next one is Kinshasa. We throw that away because we've eradicated yellow. And New York gets another dose of blue.
Uh-oh. New York's now at 3.
New York's about to burst. Yeah. This is all rather unsavoury. How are we doing for blue cubes? There's, what, 7 or 8 left?
We've got...
probably be
6
all right.
Left.
Right,
okay.
Well, nothing hugely catastrophic happened there. Over to you.
So, can I have your St. Petersburg card?
This is the share knowledge action. This is one of the things you can do. Either give the card that matches the city you are in to another player, or take that card from another player. The other player must also be in the city with you. So we're both in St. Petersburg at the moment. And there you are.
Thank you. I've got
my St. Petersburg card.
On my next action, I'm going to create a...
your special ability. Right.
An office. And then I'm going to discard my 5 blues to cure blue. This is going remarkably well.
The first game was terrible.
And I've got one.
Perhaps we're learning.
I've got one thing left.
Got one thing left. You can now that blue is cured, you can remove all the cubes.
So that's 2 off St. Petersburg
in one action. Excellent.
Although you are going to hold together. So,
I'm preventing any new cubes appearing anywhere around here.
Okay. So I now get your 2 new cards.
2 new cards.
Which is
what we got left. We need to cure red now, don't we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Delhi and Kolkata.
But we're not going to get any new red cards.
Right, then I need to draw 3 new infections.
Oh, one in Osaka. Okay, that's ready to burst now. There's 3 on there now.
One in...
Madrid.
Madrid.
Madrid does get one. I'm not near enough to stop it.
And one in...
Manila.
Manila.
Red's looking quite red. There's a lot of red
in the red place.
We need to stop the red, because the red is bad. And so is the black and the blue.
Okay, you'll go.
Okay, right. Let's have a look. So now we've cleared... Yeah, I think... What do you think? Tidy up on black and blue? Or should we try and strike out towards red? Because remember, these... Even though the blue one and the black one have been cured, they can still cause outbreaks and still have new cubes.
I would clear Istanbul than Baghdad.
It'll only take us one turn to clear everything off of each space now, though. That's good, which is the good thing. So... 1 to Istanbul, 2 to remove all the cubes, 3 to Baghdad, 4 to remove all the cubes. And I'm also stopping any new...
So, yeah, you're holding that Riyadh together quite well.
That's right. I'm worried about New York, though.
I am, too.
Hang on, right, so draw my two cards. New York. Okay, so New York card and Hong Kong red card there. Okay, so nothing particularly useful or interesting there. But what we now need to do is infect three cities. Here we go. Los Angeles, we've eradicated yellow. That's fine. Hong Kong gets another one. Ooh, it's really building up. It's really finely balanced, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. And lastly, the third one, Tehran, which cannot gain a new cube because I am next to it.
Brilliant.
That's good. Right.
Okay.
Right then, that's me done.
I am going to travel from CDC to CDC office and go to Atlanta.
Okay, so one action to travel between any two little houses.
Spend one to clear all those off.
Yeah.
One to move to Washington and one to move to New York.
Okay.
So, I'm out of actions.
Unless we're really unlucky, you'll be able to clear New York off next turn.
And draw two cards, and they're both useless. Miami and London.
Okay. So basically, at the moment, we're really just one. I mean, the individual cards' destinations become useful in terms of setting up offices or travelling to and from places. But in terms of the suits, the colours involved, we're only really interested in red now.
Yes, okay, so that's that done, and I just need to do three of these. Mexico City, no effect.
Yep.
Shanghai.
Oh, hello. No, that's all right, it's only got one on. Okay.
Surprising. And lastly, London.
We're running out of red cubes.
We are running out of red cubes. Could be a problem. London calling.
Okay. Yeah, see, I wonder in the rate of clear-up of Europe there, can you get round and clear stuff faster than the new ones are being put back on? Or whether we should...
Once you start clearing stuff out,
it does seem to get there over a few turns. Yeah. Okay, so that's you done, is it?
Yep.
Okay, right then. So I'm going to... what are we going to do?
Clear Riyadh
and move across to here to try and shut down some of the red stuff.
I'm thinking get rid of all the blacks.
You reckon? That's going to take quite a few turns. Move, clear. Basically, I can clear two cities per turn.
Yeah.
My movement rate and so on.
So that's 2.5, 3 turns it's going to take, which I reckon is worth doing.
You reckon we should? I don't know. The red situation's looking a bit dicey. All right, then we'll give it a go. So, one to Cairo, clear Cairo. One to Riyadh, clear Riyadh. So that's 4 black cubes gone.
So there's only 3.
And I'm stopping Karachi, Baghdad and Cairo from getting new ones.
Okay, draw 2 new cards.
2 new cards, here we go. Another red, Manila, and Baghdad. Okay.
I could do with some reds.
Well, that's it. Trouble is, to transfer cards, you have to go to the city they're on, and we both have to be there, and that's Hong Kong and Manila. So I suppose if you, I don't know, you're trying to eradicate blue over there, or are you...
I was thinking about it.
I'm not sure we have long enough. I think the red thing's going a bit mental over there. We'll see. Yeah,
more infections.
All right, here we go. Then 3 new cities being infected. It's Essen in Germany, another blue one. And we got Lagos in Nigeria, which is a yellow one, so we don't do anything. That's good. And Chicago. Yeah,
States.
Blue one there. Okay. So, all right, that's me done.
You see, what if we had cleared off that, then that would have had nothing to happen. That would have been a completely free round.
It's a real struggle eradicating a cured disease. You have to basically, as a team, make a choice as to whether to just leave it to get on with itself and clear up a few hotspots and crack on and try and cure the remaining diseases, or whether you want to go for the throat and absolutely clear a disease off. It takes more time, more resources, and the diseases you haven't cured are still gaining ground at that point.
Okay, so is it my go?
All right.
I'm going to clear off Washington, New York,
New York's gone,
I'm going to go to Montreal, clear that, and I'm also going to Chicago and clear that.
That's 5.
One
two, clear, three, move, four, clear. Oh. Yeah, you need to. Can't clear Chicago, you have to stop there.
Right. Okay, so I draw 2 new cards.
Oh, I see your plan there. You're going across San Francisco and come in from there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ah, I've got Seoul.
That's going to be a useful one.
And I've got Mexico City as well, so I'll discard that.
You don't need the yellows. Miami. Yeah, get rid of those.
Now, the problem is, we've only got a couple of turns left, actually.
I don't know, there's quite a few, we're running low on the player
card. Once the player cards run out, we're drawing 2 a turn each.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that doesn't change with 4 players either, so you're going to get through that deck even faster with 4 players, which means there's 4 players, you need to get your act together much quicker, I think.
I need one more red, that's all, to win.
Yeah, I've got 2 reds I could give you if you were in Manila or Hong Kong. See, neither of us have got any...
I could get to Manila really fast.
You've got a travel thing, haven't you? Once, but if you can start in a city with a...
I can get to Manila really fast. I'm 2 away from Manila.
Yeah, well, you're two away from everywhere because your special ability allows you to travel to any city you like from a research lab.
So what's nearer you? Hong Kong nearer you than Manila?
Well, I'm going to have to come this way. So probably if we can meet in Hong Kong, that would be splendid.
If we meet in Hong Kong, we can win this game.
Yes. And then if you get there first, you can build a research lab because we've got three of those left, which means we have to travel too far to do the cure.
Okay. It's your go, isn't it?
I like in this. This is coming together. Right then, so what do I need to do? I need to get to Hong Kong, basically.
Yeah.
Do I clear stuff on the way?
No, just go.
All right, 1, 2, 3, 4.
So you're in Hong Kong now.
And also suppressing further stuff in a couple of red cities, which is good.
Okay.
Right then. Okay, so I'm going to draw two new cards. How many epidemics do we got left? There's one more epidemic in there. If I hit that, we're in trouble. Okay, here we go. It's Madrid.
Oh.
Right, okay. I'm going to have to discard after the next one. So it's Bogota, which we don't need because we've sorted yellow out. So that's good. It goes away. Right, infecting three more cities. Here we go.
This could be bad.
Sydney. Oh.
We never had one in Sydney.
Previously untouched. Okay. Tokyo. Ooh. Ho Chi Minh City. I keep getting red ones. Oh,
we've only got three reds left.
Oh, blimey. Whatever else, I'm going to just start clearing stuff next turn.
Okay, my go.
Yeah, you'll go.
I'm going to go to...
So, one to Atlanta.
Mm.
Or do you want to click?
No, San Francisco.
Yeah.
Manila.
Oh, you can choose to go to Tokyo or Manila from San Francisco.
Yeah.
They both connect. Okay, I see.
One, two...
Just clearing
clear
reds.
That.
Yeah.
And build a CDC. So we now got four reds.
Oh, Manila. Okay, yeah, I see. I've got Manila as well as Hong Kong, so I could give you Manila and we could sort that out.
Oh, actually, no, that's a bad thing to do, wasn't it?
No, I approve of anything that clears red cubes off, because we've only got three in
supply. So I go to Hong Kong and I'll clear two of them off.
Ah, okay. Excellent.
And build a CDC.
Right. Was that four or five?
That was one, two, three, four.
You need to put one red cube back on, I think.
Oh, I do, don't I?
Because building the research lab is
good point. Right.
Why am I helping us not win?
Okay, right.
See, that's the thing. Cheating becomes an entirely different matter when you're playing a
cooperative. Could you give me the Hong Kong card, please?
Hong Kong card, yes.
Oh, no.
No, that's...
I need to do this first. No, I've done that. Done.
You haven't got any actions left, but I'll do that on my turn, yeah. I can give it to you or you can take it.
Oh,
doesn't matter.
I've just drawn
a pie. Oh, what? We did this fantastic handover manoeuvre and you've just drawn a red card anyway.
Yep, so I'll discard my blacks.
Okay.
Right.
Infection time then. Here we go. This is where it's all over. Oh, it's a red one. Taipei. No, it's next door. I'm suppressing it. Don't need to do it. Hooray.
Beijing.
Beijing. No, not next door, but that's okay. We've only got one on there previously. Oh, God, stop drawing all the reds.
Jakarta. It's fine.
We're so close to losing. There's only two red cubes left.
Yes, that is a problem.
Right. See, and it's, I've got to have a turn before you can do your cure.
Yeah.
So I could potentially bollocks this up spectacularly for us in the last turn. All right, here we go then.
Ah.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. No?
No.
No. Good. So, shall I have my turn then?
Yes, go on.
Okay. Right, I'm going to... Hang on, let's see. One, two... See, I need to sort of... Oh, I don't need to be there now. You've got five red cards.
Could you go there?
I'm going somewhere else, yeah.
There.
I'm off.
Go to Tokyo.
Tokyo. And that will suppress all of these potential bursting threes.
Yes.
Okay. One, two, three. So I can clear one cube as well on the way. What should we take off?
Oh, take one off.
Off Osaka, I think.
Yeah, although it's not going to matter.
Oh,
no, you want...
Take something off something I can't stop. So we'll take one off of... There, I suppose. One.
Yeah.
Two, three, four. Right, so my presence is stopping...
Yeah. So now we've got three.
Some of those go.
Now, we're going to survive this turn.
Maybe. Well, no, it depends if an outbreak happens.
Where's an outbreak going to happen?
I'm stopping them all, aren't I?
Yes.
Wow.
I go.
Hang on. Now I've got to take my two cards and all the rest of it. So let's see. So,
epidemic.
See, I knew I could bollocks this up somehow. Right, okay. So the epidemic then.
On the plus side, we know all those cards are fine now.
I suppose. So increase. Move the infection rate along. That still means drawing three. Infect. Draw the bottom card. Here we go. It's Moscow. Okay. So black three black cubes on Moscow. Now, interestingly, the outbreak only accounts for the same colour, so you can have two of one colour and three of another, because we had some spreading across the colour borders there.
Yes.
Okay, so that goes on there. That doesn't actually go overload or anything. I think it's... Well, let me check, actually. Keep talking while I look this up. But...
Yes. In the meantime, I will reshuffle the quite considerably large at this point.
Of this colour.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Okay, that's fine. Good.
So the discard pile gets shuffled and put back on top.
But now there's so many of them there, it doesn't matter so much. The distribution of where the badness is going to go is a lot wider because of the cards, the amount of cards that are going back on top.
Okay.
It goes on there.
Oh, it does, doesn't it? Yes. Right.
And we've done the other thing, intensify. Yes, okay. Wow, so I've still got to take another one. And there's none of these left now. I have done about as worse as I can. No more cards in this deck contain the epidemic. So it's Buenos Aires, which I'm just going to throw straight away because we don't need to worry about yellow.
Now, it should be noted...
Now I have to do the infection. See, God, we've only got...
We've got...
Five cards left.
Yeah, so that's one turn each.
Yeah, yeah, it's gone right down to the wire, hasn't it? All right, so I need to do three infections. It's Baghdad. Another black cube there. Atlanta gets another blue one. And Johannesburg gets nothing because we've eradicated.
So there's one on those two and nothing on Johannesburg.
Yeah. Okay, then. So that's my turn over, and I managed not to lose the game for us. I'm so proud.
And I...
Right, here we go. So your turn.
I'm going to, as my action...
Yep.
Cure red.
Win the game. Right, so you've got your five red cards. You're already at a research centre. You've put that away. We have done. We have done it. We have managed to successfully cure all four diseases. And eradicate one as well. No real bonuses to be had for that, but...
Yeah,
Blimey, that was so close. So we could have. We got three outbreaks remaining before we'd have lost. We had three red cubes to deploy. Basically, yep. If you'd have drawn three infections that were all red on your next go, we'd have lost the game there. And we only had two more turns of player cards left. That was really quite finely, precisely calibrated. That I'm quite surprised at that. So what do we think? I mean, it's certainly interesting. This is worth noting. We're playing on the introductory rules as well. The standard rules have five epidemic cards, not four, in the player deck.
We're playing on easy.
Yeah, but then this is the first time we played it, really. Well, third go, I suppose, after the disastrous first couple. Well, we won the one before as well, when we tried before the recording. We had to go and just to familiarise ourselves a bit, and we managed to win that one just as well. It's very... tight and very close to the wire.
Down to the wire every time.
And I'm thinking that with four players, you're going to get through that player deck much more quickly.
You are, but you're also going to keep stuff clear a lot quicker.
Well, it means you do have to work together. It is quite finely honed around teamwork. It's a remarkable experience, the idea of a collaborative board game.
It's
just something you don't see a lot of. Generally, board games, you know, throughout thousands of years of history, starting with chess and whatever, they've been against other players. The idea of all working together... to get stuff done, it's quite an odd thing. I like it. I like the. So let's talk about the purchase and the quality of it all, and production values and stuff. It's a very very nice box, and the board and all the pieces.
The board's nice, thick card. The pieces, the infection stuff's really nice looking.
I like
plastic.
Those little perspex cubes there. Yeah.
The rest of the counters are all wood.
Yeah, the cards are nice and glossy as well. They're not going to wear out anytime soon. So, how much did this cost?
I can't remember.
Some great consumer advice going on.
They're all around 30 quid.
Around 30 quid. Okay. Well, I'm sure you can find that on Amazon or wherever. So this is.
I should put affiliate links in.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe trying to earn a bit of cash back on listeners going off and buying this stuff. So it's by Zedman Games, who I'd never heard of, but then I don't heard of many people really. No, do we know anything else they've made? Or?
Yes, they've made...
Oh, you got a little booklet that came with it.
Agricola.
Oh, Agricola. We had a go at playing that, but half the pieces weren't there on the one you bought, so...
Yeah, that was annoying.
Yeah,
the Walking Dead game.
Come back to that. Agricola comes up a lot in the Board Game Geek top games of all time stuff. It seems to list quite highly in there as well.
Carcassonne.
They make Carcassonne?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Apparently.
Yeah. I like it, though. I think, let's see, it says 13 plus. Do we think that's right? I think very young kids are just not going to understand what a disease is, really. But
I think 13 that. Plus might be a little...
And there are some small choking parts here, but you think younger kids might get more out of it?
I reckon younger kids, if they're... Okay. clever enough.
It says 2 to 4 players. Obviously, we've tried 2. We'll have to take this around the next board gaming night.
Have a go with the guys and see
how the 4-player game works. And 45 minutes. How are we doing on recording time?
54.
Fair enough. Well, thank you for staying with us this long, dear listener. I like it though. I would definitely play this again. I think it's fun. It's interesting as well. For starters, the collaborative game is just something you just don't see a lot of. I don't think. Perhaps I just don't know about that many of them. But it's an interesting change of pace, an interesting sort of style. I mean, I suppose some games out there work on a similar sort of thing: collaborative versus a DM or something. A lot of the sort of tabletop board game variations on D&D usually have one player versus the rest of the team. But just to have everyone working together is quite a nice thing. I think that'll go down well on the next board game night. But also, I think just the aesthetic of it as well. It's a game about infectious disease control. It's just something you really don't see a lot of. But it's not icky, you know. It doesn't go into hideously graphical detail. It
doesn't even name the diseases.
No, the diseases are just literally blue, red, black, and yellow. So, and it's sort of looking through the aesthetic and the backstory and lore of it all, as it were, is looking at the mechanics of it as well. It's quite a fascinating thing, trying to sort of ration out your available resources and time and actions to try and work on particular different goals. And there are several different goals all going on at the same time. Do you try and cure the next disease, or do you eradicate the one you've already done? You know, do you try and keep meeting up to build cures between players, or do you each go it alone and work on a different cure?
Yeah.
Lots of variation, I think, in how you could go about playing it. So I like it. I like it a lot.
I think it's an incredibly fun little game, and I like the chance element, but it still needs enough skill to be interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm looking
forward to playing this game. I don't get that sense that, having played it, say, 3 times briefly, that I know it all already. I think
it's going to be different enough every time.
Yeah, yeah, and trying to work out the underlying patterns of it all. I'm very impressed with that. Great. So, what did you learn this week?
I learnt that...
It's gone.
No, I learnt that playing 4X games will completely destroy your weekend.
Oh, okay.
I may have already known that.
Yeah, well, we'll be back to talking about computer games next week, I'm sure, and you can tell us all about that. I learnt this week that my clutch really shouldn't make that noise.
It's like it doesn't anymore.
No, it doesn't anymore, no. I'm a pedestrian now. I travel on trains and things. It's very much the way of the future, I think. That's great. So, yes, I got some car hunting to do. Try and find another heap. So, do you want to do your spiel?
You can catch us at howtomurdertime.com, where you can leave comments, tell us where we got wrong, what rules we completely stuffed up.
Tell us about your favourite infectious disease.
Tell us about your favourite infectious disease. There was a weird thing about that one.
I was joking. Please don't tell us about your infectious diseases.
No, there was a thing on Twitter about that, but that's really not much to talk about. You could catch me on Moving On this week. Well, last week it was Carrie. This week it is an even scarier film, Lawnmower Man.
Anyway, so with that, we'll see you next time.
Goodbye.